There are times when we perceive ravens to communicate with us. Craig Comstock, a raven watcher from Starks, Maine, wrote of seeing a raven flying overhead. Craig called out, "Hey, how's it going?" The raven immediately pulled a U-turn, did a half roll, then went back on course. Craig waited until it had gone a bit farther and called again. Immediately, the raven pulled another U-turn, executed two backflips and a half roll before again returning to steady flapping. Craig commented, "I can't prove the displays were for me. I understand the need for the scientific method, but there are times when nature speaks just once, and it is a loss not to listen." Although ravens in New England are conspicuously shy, I have on several occasions seen one inexplicably come close to me, checking me out minutely. A Canadian Arctic biologist, Don Patty, told me of tending small mammal traps on the Canadian high Arctic tundra when a lone raven flew near and landed. Don held out his hand and talked to the raven, which walked up and took a bite into my hand and then flew off. Don was perplexed, but he was not totally surprised. Ravens may do surprising things. A raven researcher from Austria said, "Ravens are incalculable, and uncanny magic emanates from them." Another biologist, Stephen Wainwright, told me of taking a walk in the woods near Vancouver, British Columbia, where he heard three ravens overhead. One of them came down through the trees and talked to him, so he began to talk back, making raven noises. I sat down on a log and decided to talk in normal tones. I said, "Hi, raven," that sort of thing. The raven came near, and when I got up to leave, that bird followed me while the others flew away. It was a mind-blowing experience.